Let us pray. Loving God, we come to worship you, to be in your presence, and to acknowledge in these weeks between Easter and Pentecost that indeed Christ is risen. Hear us, therefore, we pray, as we proclaim your goodness. Sanctify us as we sing your praises. Change us as we think upon all that it means to proclaim you as Lord and to say with Thomas, my Lord and my God. Forgive us also our sins and restore us by your grace and in your mercy. For all too often, we have forgotten your ways and sought only our own path. And now, O God, whose compassions fail not and whose love is new every morning, draw us near to you in this hallowed hour and change us from within, that we may change the world from without, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
The Old Testament reading is taken from the book of Micah, chapter 6, verses 6 to 8. With what shall I come before the Lord and bow down before the exalted God? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, with 10,000 rivers of oil? Shall I offer my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has showed you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? To act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God. This is the word of the Lord.
Today marks the beginning of Christian Aid Week. Christian Aid itself was founded in 1945 by British and Irish churches coming together to help and assist refugees in the aftermath of the Second World War. For more than 70 years, Christian Aid has provided humanitarian relief and long-term development support for poor communities worldwide, whilst at the same time highlighting suffering, tackling injustice, and championing people's rights. Its origins therefore relate very much to the events that took place this Friday, when as a nation we gathered together to commemorate 75 years since victory in Europe was declared by Winston Churchill. Together these events remind us of the importance of both peace and justice, and that the quest for both in our world can and must never cease. We sing our second hymn, a hymn of Graham Kendrick, Beauty for Brokenness.